My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The traditional sense of somebody retiring and then coming back when someone thinks that they have the job does not apply here. This is different in the way that he left. It was a surprise. Nobody expected it when it happened. And the guys who have been calling the games, especially the younger kids in Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Babari, got an opportunity that fell into their laps that nobody expected. And they got to call a ton of games. So someone in the newsroom this morning as I'm walking up here said, what do you think about the John thing? I said, I love it. Can't wait to hear him. And they said to me, well, I feel bad for, you know, Emmanuel and Justin. I said, why? These guys got an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to call these games in the regular season and put that on their resume. Something that would have never happened if John didn't decide after starting this season to retire and go back home and watch the games on TV. And let's not forget, there's two sides to this. Odyssey wanted him to do it too. So they called him. They spoke. John wanted to do it. Odyssey wanted to do it. So it's not like John muscling his way back into the booth and swatting these guys away. There was a couple instances in the past I think were different. One was when Marv Albert comes back and takes Ian Eagle's job with the Nets. That was Ian Eagle's job, and Ian Eagle was Ian Eagle. That to me was bad. Another one was when Gary Cohen leaves radio to go to SNY, knowing full well and getting a raise and being on TV, knowing full well that SNY is not going to have the postseason if the Mets make the postseason in 2006, SNY's first year, and then comes back to the radio booth during the playoffs when these guys were hired to do that job.
Well, you know, that's what, when you think about it, the Rangers do that also with Sam. You know, so Sam does MSG and everything else. Next thing you know, he's in the radio booth after Don LaGreca or Kenny Albert had been doing it. But then everybody wants to put Sam over there, which is fine, which is the prerogative of the program director.
Right.
Is running MSG at that point, or SNY when you were talking about Gary. But, you know, here's the interesting thing. We asked John, and I think it was at Boomer and Geo 3. We asked John on stage, he goes, well, you know, I don't want to come back and take these guys' job, and you know, that wouldn't be fair. I mean, those are his words.
Yeah.
Well, now he's coming back and taking their job. I mean,
well,
I've
changed his mind. I think we've voted on that.
Yeah, everybody's allowed to change their mind. Right. You're right.
I mean, and I just there is no crime here, and I just, to me,
who's crying?
I said there's no crime here.
Oh, crime.
Yeah, with John, sir. There's no crime here.
Somebody was crying.
No, nobody's crying.
Emmanuel's not crying.
No, Justin's
not crying.
I would hope not, and I would hope that they would be thinking that, man, like, this is a classic glass half empty, glass half full situation where it's like, all right, do you look at this like, man, I don't get a chance to do the playoffs because John's coming back? Or I never thought that I would have been calling 30, 40, 50, 60 some odd Yankee games this year because those guys were going to fill in occasionally. And they got the most of the games. And Ricky did some games, obviously. He's done the Spanish language broadcast as well. I mean, they got that opportunity that nobody could take away from them. And all those tapes and all those things to bolster on their resume. And John Sterling, one of the greats to have ever done it. And by the way, it's just not going to be the same. You know, when he's gone, it'll be something different, but he's got the flair and he's got that dramatic. And if the Yankees won the World Series in a season where John Sterling started being the play-by-play broadcaster and John Sterling wasn't there to say the Yankees win, that to me would be a loss for everybody. So I know, and then for Mike, and I know we touched on this in the update, but for Mike to be like, I would have advised him not to do that and not bring up his own situation.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you want to say I would have advised him not to do that because I did something like that and I wish I didn't do that, that would have been one thing.
But Mike thought he was coming back to save the station in the afternoon. You understand, he was the savior.
Well,
he was like, you know, come back, please come back. We need you to come back. That's how...
Well, I do think that kind of happened, though.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why I'm saying that.
Right.
But that's why he didn't say it the way he said it. Susan Larkin, or was it Oliveira that reached back to him?
No, that was a Susan Larkin thing with David Field.
Right.
So
they asked him to come back, and he came back. It wasn't, right. I don't know, maybe Oliveira called up John and said, hey, would you still want to do the playoffs?
Yeah.
If they called John to come back.
I mean, either way, it's the...
Yeah, but John didn't come in here and muscle his way back in there. They reached out and see if he wanted to do it.
Right, right, exactly.
So it's kind of the same thing as Mike.
Yeah, it is. And it's also one of these things, too, where I believe that it's the playoff run, and then he's probably going to be done. Like, it's just... And if he does the playoff run and decides, like, oh, you know, I'm going to come back, do a couple more years... Yeah, that would be a different story. It's a different conversation. But I think that he started this season. It was a lot for him. He got his rest. He's going to come back. He's going to do the playoffs. And I think that's it. And as opposed to, his last game will be a playoff game. It's not going to be some random game in April or May where he's just like, all right, screw it. I'm done. Let me go home.
So now he can sign off properly. But they already gave him a day, though.
Isn't that
kind of weird?
No, I don't think so.
Do they take the day back and then do it again?
No, I don't think so. He's still got his day. And by the way, we're going to love to hear John Sterling doing those games and calling those playoff games. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And then if they name somebody as the full-time guy and put out a press release and say, this is the person who has this job, which they have not done yet, by the way.
Right.
That job is open.
For 2025.
Right.
Yeah.
And then John parachutes in and kicks that guy out, who might have moved here or got a salary or something like that, then that's a different story than what's going on right now. This is nobody. This is still John Sterling's job. These guys were filling in for him, who decided to leave unexpectedly.
Yeah, and they were not given the job permanently.
No.
So it wasn't like he's stealing somebody's permanent job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.